April 25th, 1923. The will of God is the royal way that leads to the sanctity of the likeness of the Creator. As Louisa continues on from where Adam left, God constitutes her the head of all and the bearer of the happiness and the goods which had been assigned to all. I was praying, and my sweet Jesus came, placing himself near me in order to pray together with me. Even more, his intelligence was reflected in mine, and I prayed with his. His voice echoed in mine, and I prayed with his word. But who can say the endless effects of this prayer? And then, afterwards, my beloved Jesus told me, "My daughter, I wanted to pray together with you in order to strengthen you in my will and to give you the grace to be present before the Supreme Majesty in the act of the creation of man. As we endowed him with all goods, and his will was ours, and ours was his, everything was harmony between him and us. Whatever he wanted, he would take from us. Sanctity, wisdom, power, happiness. He was our prototype, our portrait, our happy son. So, in the beginning of his existence, Adam had a period in which he fulfilled marvelously the purpose for which he was created. He experienced what it means to live of the will of his Creator. And we also were happy in seeing our own acts being reproduced in our image. Then, as he broke his will from ours, he remained separated from us. But the first acts of man are present in our will. And I want nothing else from you but to come into our will to continue on from where Adam left, so as to be able to bind in you all the harmonies that he broke. And just as this first creature, because he was created by us as the head of the whole human family, by withdrawing from our will, brought unhappiness to all, in the same way, as you come to continue on from where he left, we constitute you the head of all, and therefore the bearer of that happiness and goods which had been assigned to all had they lived in our volition. And I, "My Jesus, how can this be possible, if not even when you yourself came upon earth to redeem us and to suffer so many pains, was the happiness acquired which the first man lost for himself and for all? How can it be now that by binding myself in your eternal volition, I may give back this lost happiness?" And Jesus, "My daughter, all times are in my hands. I give to whomever I want, and I use whomever I want. I myself could very well bring upon earth the happiness that my will contains. But I found no human will that wanted to live perennial life in mine, so as to retie the bonds of creation and give back to me all the acts of the first man, as if he had done them all with the seal of my supreme will, and therefore place the lost happiness in the field. It is true that I had my dear mama, but she had to cooperate with me for redemption. Besides, man was a slave, imprisoned by his own sins, infirm, covered with wounds, the most repugnant. And I came as a loving father to shed my blood in order to rescue him, as a doctor to heal him, as a teacher to teach him the way, the escape, so as not to fall into hell. Poor ill one. How could he stretch himself in the eternal flights of my volition if he was unable to walk? Had I wanted to give the happiness which my will contains, it would have been as though giving it to the dead and letting it be trampled upon. He was not disposed to receive such a great good, and this is why I wanted to teach the prayer in order to dispose him. And I contented myself with waiting for different epochs, letting centuries upon centuries pass, to make known the living in my will, to give the start to this happiness. And I, my love, if with your redemption not all are saved, how can it be that your will give this happiness to all? And Jesus, man will always be free. I will never take away from him the rights which I gave him in creating him. Only, in redemption I came to open many ways, small paths and shortcuts to facilitate salvation, the sanctity of man. While with my will, I come to open the royal and straight way, which leads to the sanctity of the likeness of their Creator, and which contains true happiness. But in spite of this, they will always be free to remain, some on the royal way, some on the small paths, and some completely outside. However, in the world there will be what now is not there, the happiness of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven. Man did his first acts in my will, and then he withdrew. Therefore he was ruined. And since he was the head of all the members were ruined along. My humanity formed a plane of all human acts in the divine will. My mama followed me faithfully. So, everything is prepared. Nothing else is now needed but another creature who, wanting to live perennially in this will, would come to take possession of the plane formed by me and would open the royal way to all, which leads to terrestrial and celestial happiness.